Good evening, fuckpet. Why don't you sit down? I've something to discuss with you. What are you doing on my couch? That's for humans, you know that. You get the fuck on the floor where you belong. I don't know. Such a willful disregard for the rules you've been trained to. So turn around, show me that bruised arse of yours. Did last night make you soft and giddy and forget your place in the grand scheme of things? I'm disappointed. Very disappointed. But back to tonight. Would you care for a drink? A nice glass of wine, maybe? Here, I'll pour the rest of mine into your dog bowl. That's right. Lap it up. Stick your fucking face down there. Good. Just like that. I see the rules are beginning to come back to you, aren't they? You're such a good and special fuckpet. I suppose that's why they requested you specifically. You see, tonight is a very, very special night. Don't fucking look at me. Keep your eyes down. In fact, why the fuck aren't you sucking my cock right now? Get the fuck over here and make yourself useful for once.
Unzip it.
That's it. Oh. Oh, you are so very good at this. You're so very, very good at this. Ah! Oh. Oh, no. No. I want you to gag yourself upon it. I want to hear you choke. I want you to show me what an obedient little cocksucker you really are. Come on, you need to be on your best fucking behavior. Ah, oh, God damn it. Now, I know that you're a curious little bitch, so let me tell you what's gonna happen tonight. Oh! No, 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 no! Now get off me and just listen. Oh! Fuck. Fuck. Okay. Let me have a drink. I've invited some potential customers of mine over here for dinner tonight. Rich, powerful men. I am very interested in working with these men. I stand to make a lot of money if it all goes well. I've spared no expense to ensure that these men will enjoy themselves. And, you should know, these men will expect certain things during the course of this evening. I don't know why I'm being coy. You know what you are. And these men, they have bought and paid for you. You're going to be their plaything, their entertainment for this evening. You will do every fucking thing they ask of you. Indeed, actually they won't be asking. They'll be taking, and you'll fucking take it with the perfect smile. When they get here, you will greet them. I expect you to be a perfect lady. I want you to look beautiful, with your makeup perfect, in this new black silk dress that I've bought for you. It's hanging up over there. I know you've seen it, eyed it, licked your lips over it. And you'll be elegant and charming. Coy, and yet disarming. Smolder for them. Smolder for me. It will make breaking you so much more satisfying for them. Before the meal is served, you will strip. Or, maybe, they will tear the clothes off of your back. Yeah. Actually, I think they'll enjoy that, ripping that dress apart, leaving you bare. You're then gonna get down on your knees, and one of them will snap this pretty little collar around your throat, nice and tight. Well, I guess, you know, it's not really that pretty, is it? Thick and harsh leather, something you'd put on an animal. And that's why I chose it for you. I'll assume they will take advantage of the novelty of a woman on a leash and just walk you up and down a bit, like the dog that you are. I think they'll want those knees red and raw and aching. And when the fun of that has worn off, we will have our dinner. During the meal, you will crawl under the table and kneel at the ready. I've placed a small bell at each play setting. When you hear that bell, you will go to that seat and service that cock that called for you. Don't you dare fucking stop until they push you away. You use that mouth for what it was made for what I have trained you for. And then, once dinner is over, once the plates have been cleared, you'll be summoned again. You'll climb up on the table, get upon your back, and spread your whore legs, begging. Because you are dessert. They'll want you to struggle, to fight back, to scream. I will be the only one who knows how much you fucking love it all. Their cocks, all of them inside of you at once. Imagine that. Every hole, used and pounded. But no matter how much you love it, don't you fucking dare come. You are not allowed to show any sign of pleasure. You are a thing to be used, and don't you dare fucking forget it. Ha! One of them. Well, I'll be honest, he's going to beat you. I don't really know how, honestly, but there's not a doubt in my mind that it will hurt. He's shown me some of his toys before, and they are quite impressive. Of course, he may choose to simply whip you raw with his belt. Maybe all three of them will join in the fun of hurting you, watching you wince, watching the tears cascade. All I know, they are eager and very curious and very much looking forward to this evening. And I get to be the ringmaster, the dream weaver, as I bring their pens to the contract, and you will be the bait that makes them sign. I don't know why these men love to see a pretty little thing cry, but they do so enjoy it. It's just gonna make them fuck you harder and deeper and deeper. So you'll cry and weep and sob if that's what they want, because they are gonna use every inch of you. Every single one of them is going to use you. These big, angry men. I'm sure they have a lot of aggression they need to take out on such a pretty, delicate little thing. Just remember the training I've given you. I can see your eyes shining. I suppose I could be concerned for your well-being, but we both know what you are. Just a piece of meat. You are simply my property to be used as I see fit. As I did last night. As I did again and again. Last night. When they're finished, I had better fucking see their cum dripping out of your lips. I've already told them what a good whore you are, and I expect you to live up to that ideal. I want them totally satisfied with your whore body. I want you so used and destroyed that you can't fucking move. I want you to feel the effect of this for the next month. And before you pass out, naked and used, leaking cum onto the floor like the slave you are. I want you to put your face against the floor and lick up every drop. Every spilt drop. I want you to smile when you do this. I want you to grimace in pleasure, as if this is the most joyous thing you could possibly do. I want you to arch your back and spread your legs and just make everybody in this room growl again and eager. Ever so eager. If you've done what you are fucking made for, we will yank you up and sign the contract on your red, raw ass. Then, I suspect they'll celebrate by using you all over again. I'll pour myself a glass of scotch and watch as they utterly destroy you this time. And only I will see the smile on your face. Now, get on the floor, spread your legs, show it to me. Show me what I own. Oh, fuck. That's right. But spread it wider for me. Use your fingers and show me. Show it to me. You fucking little slut. You're wet. Soaking already. You're dripping down your thighs. But you want this so badly, don't you? You little hungry cum slut. Shit. Get yourself together. I've just heard the doorbell. It's time for you to be fucking used in the way that you desperately crave. Allons-y, mon petit chien.